Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver with you, solo mission, sans Joe. Carver sans Lisi, as Joe's out on assignment. Very big weekend ahead for him, of course. He'll be part of the Bracket Central tomorrow night. Second game for the Final Four. So Joe, very busy this weekend, as always. And we're very busy tonight because we have just a ton. This is actually a great Friday night because we have a whole bunch of baseball games. We got a whole bunch of NBA games. There's actually several hockey games for once on a Friday night. It's usually a light night for hockey, but there's a bunch of games. And you have the ladies' Final Four going on with South Carolina. You know, they're up. See a little bit of push here in this first game. And then, of course, you got the monster Connecticut-Iowa game coming up after them. So very, very busy. We've got the men's Final Four tomorrow, which we'll preview. We've got the golf, which heads into the weekend with Akshay Bhatia blowing away the field right now. And we have the Masters, of course, heading down Magnolia Lane coming next week. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night here on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, no Joe tonight, out on assignment. So solo mission here with you, rocking for the next couple hours. With a ton of live action, Hit Burbell in the mix as well. And later on in the show, you get the the five-star Hit Burbell UFC Fight Night picks for this weekend. So you have those coming as well. You can't leave those out. And maybe we'll find something to put it with the golf with all of those selections that we have going on. I know Matias is fired up for that. I actually saw one. You actually might have retweeted this. These fighters that can't make weight, Matias. I mean, geez. Come on. They wrapped up another, called off another fight. Girl couldn't make weight. Come on.
Yeah, Calvillo. Never making weight. I expect her to get cut from the UFC because of that. She's had a rough go. Hey, man, well, but your boy Dana Charlie Campbell's on the card, Carver.
Dana doesn't like that. They don't like that when you don't make weight, right? When you don't make weight, you don't matter. You get sent out the door.
A lot of fighters didn't make weight today. It was kind of embarrassing for the UFC. You know, one fighter came in 5 pounds heavy, and he kept cutting because he wanted to keep cutting weight because his opponent, Damon Jackson, almost fell over when he made weight today. He looked so dehydrated. Jeez. And then you see Alexander Hernandez go up the scale 5 pounds over. He's you know, I'm feeling pretty good. So, you know, these fighters, I think more things have to happen if they don't make weight, man. Not just a little purse.
But even the weight, the cutting weight itself is just a crazy concept. I get it and all, but it's just some of these fighters just look in such miserable shape while they're trying to do it. So we'll get the Hit Per Bell UFC Fight Night picks at some point during the show, too. So South Carolina, NC State, first game of the women's Final Four tonight in Cleveland. They're at the half, 32-31 South Carolina. Laying 7.5 live, 134.5 is the total with 63 in the bucket already. The story here, though, is Camila Cardoso from South Carolina, who had 16 points in the game, left the game limping late in the second quarter. So that's something to keep an eye on there, because she's obviously Cardoso, one of the best players on South Carolina. So that's something to definitely keep an eye on as they get going here in the second half. Of course, we have Connecticut and Iowa coming up after that, which is, I guess, you know, it's funny, they get an undefeated team in South Carolina. But the main event tonight is, of course, Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes against Paige Beckers and the Huskies. Iowa minus 3.5 right now. 162. 162.5. I kind of like the under in that game tonight, honestly. I just don't believe that Geno and UConn are going to let Iowa just run up and down and score 80 or 90 points. I don't see that. I don't think that's the style of game that they're going to want to play. So I could see it slow. I think Iowa's going to win, but I think Connecticut's going to make them play at a little bit of a different pace than they've played at so far. But then, you know, we always sometimes subscribe here on Carver and Lisi to, if they make it that high, they can't make it high enough. So we got an hour to figure that out. Probably a little bit more than that, too, because they're going to play this second half, and then they'll give you 25, 30 minutes after. So they probably won't get going until at least, I'd say, 9:30. At the minimum, he's going to probably even be later than that. Elsewhere tonight, we do have a lot of baseball. There was a ton of day games, and then there's, I think, 6 or 7 night games. The Mets are in Cincinnati against the Reds, bottom of the fifth, tied at 1. The Reds do have 2 on and nobody out, and Steer at the plate, who had a homer for them earlier in this game. Reds minus 270, plus 200 for the Mets, who have Jose Quintana on the mound tonight. 6.5 is the live total there. The Phillies lead the Nationals 3-0. They're in the top of the fifth inning in D.C. That was Corbin and Nola going in that one tonight. Phillies are right now laying 3.5 on the run line. Live total of 7.5 for the Phillies and the Nats. The Diamondbacks are in Atlanta tonight facing Spencer Strider. 3-1 Diamondbacks in the top of the third. Now, I brought this up earlier on Coast to Coast. I mean, the Braves were minus 350 tonight. I get it. You know, Strider was pitching, home opener. I mean, the Diamondbacks, they're not the Rockies. They went to the World Series last year. I only had Hunter starting the game, but I just thought that was way, way, way too much. I don't care if Strider's in there or not. But sure enough, and look, there's a lot of game left here, but it's 3-1 Arizona as they're in the top of the third. Minus 102 for the Braves right now. So they were minus 350 pregame, and they're only in the third inning, and they're down 2 runs, which should be nothing for their offense, right? And they're minus 102. So Braves could be a look for us live here. One other game that's actually going on. The White Sox and the Royals are tied at 1, bottom of the second. The Royals completely smashed them last night. So I saw Gavin Sheets hit a homer for the White Sox. And they just started in 2 other places.
Houston and the Rangers get together in Arlington tonight. Astros slight favorite on the road. Seattle and Milwaukee about to get going. Peralta and what's eating Gilbert Grape. And then the Red Sox and the Angels late night with Crawford and Canning. All right, we're just getting going. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. A Friday night on the grid. They're back playing in Cleveland, too, with the Women's Final Four. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio.
No dice, son.
Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. All right, so they're back underway here in Cleveland in this South Carolina NC State game. This Cardoso, who was looking a little injured at the end of that first half, is back out there. She just had a bucket, by the way. I mean, she's moving a little gingerly, but she's out there. She's doing her thing. And this was a one-point game at the half. And South Carolina has absolutely blitzed them here in the first 4 minutes of this half. They are about to, once this bucket goes down, take a 12-point lead. So from a one-point lead, and NC State needs a timeout badly because they're about to get run out of the gym. It was a one-point game at the half. It was, what, 32-31. So they have outscored them 16-5. I got that right? Yeah, 16-5 in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. So, yep, 16-5. Thank you, ESPN, for putting that on the screen after I already had to do all the math in my head, quick math that I just did. So they go to the break there, and now that has extended out to minus 14.5 live. 7.5 at the half, already 7 more points added on top of that. I gave you the baseball, and Matias likes the Red Sox tonight at the Angels' home opener. You know, we've already had a few teams today having their home opener off of some pretty good road trips to start the year. You saw the Yankees lose at home to the Blue Jays after a good road trip to start the year. You saw the Pirates lose at home to the Orioles after a good road trip to start the year. Could the Angels fall into that as well here in their home opener against the Sox? And this is a long, long West Coast start to the year for the Red Sox, who were in Seattle last week, were in Oakland earlier this week, and now finish it with the trip to Anaheim. I actually love that for them, because those trips are tough to do in, like, you know, July and August for the East Coast teams. Getting that long trip out of the way, because you only go in there once. It's not like the old league. Now with you playing everybody in the league, both leagues, they've cut it down so that, you know, those teams in the West, you're only playing them a home and away. Knocking all that out early in the year, that's outstanding. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple NL spots that they have to go to, whether it be, you know, the Dodgers or Giants, Padres, whatever. But to clean out the whole AL West road trip in your first week and a half of the season, it's pretty good. Moving forward, that's helpful to the Red Sox, who will finally get themselves home next week. Mariners Brewers underway, Astros Rangers underway as well. There is hockey tonight. I'll do that before the NBA because there's a few things to look at. Flyers, and there's a couple games of significance here. The Eastern Conference playoff race in the NHL is super tight right now, with, you know, most teams having between 5 to 7 games left in the regular season. There are, I believe it's basically 2 points separating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams in the East. And there's only 2 spots available. Now, for Detroit, there's only 1 spot available because they can't get the third in the Metro, obviously, because they're not in the Metro. But for Philly, the Islanders, Washington, and Pittsburgh, all 4 of those teams have a crack at 2 spots, and there's 2 points separating them all. And a few of them are in action tonight. Flyers are 1-1 in Buffalo against the Sabres. Flyers minus 113 right now, about halfway through the second period. The Capitals, who are one of those teams, they can vault themselves back to third in the Metro with a win in Carolina, and they are up 2-0 right now. Carolina's trying to chase down the Rangers for first in the Metro. They're 5 points back with six games to play for both of them. And the Rangers are tied with Detroit, who's also in the mix with 82 points. See, if Washington and Detroit both win tonight, and the Flyers lost in Buffalo, Washington and Detroit would move into those last two spots. Yes, because Detroit would have 84, Washington would have 84, Philly would still have 83, Islanders would have 83. So that's going to be a fun last couple weeks of the regular season. And I believe the last game of the year is Thursday the 18th is the last night of the season, the regular season, before the playoffs. So that is basically less than 2 weeks away. Was that 2 weeks from yesterday, right? Correct. There's only 2 weeks left in the NHL regular season. A lot to be decided. There's a really good game coming up at the top of the hour in the Western Conference, which has Colorado and Edmonton getting together. And this could absolutely be a series that you see when we get into the later stages of the Western Conference playoff bracket. Colorado right now, 102 points. Edmonton, 95 points. Edmonton is 7 points back of Vancouver. Four first in the Pacific, and they have two games in hand. They will play one of those tonight. So a couple pretty critical games for Edmonton here coming up. Now that's a 6.5, Matias, to the over -132. And you're getting caught. You don't get. There's not many nights you get Colorado at +116. That doesn't happen very often.
That's the way I see it, Mike. I'm right there with you. When you get Colorado plus money, it's so hard to ignore. You know, Edmonton's so skilled on the offensive end, you don't know when they could put in goals. But at the same time, Colorado could come from behind, and they also could, you know, have a quick start. You know, this Colorado team's always dangerous. And you know what? I think I'm picking them to win the Stanley Cup this year, which is crazy because I never do.
Colorado, huh?
I think it's their year, Mike. I do. They could be down 3 goals in the third period, and they come together as a team, and they figure out a way to win, you know, to win games. It's a special group this year. You know, if they stay healthy, I think they got a shot. And they have the goalkeeping, which I think is super important.
Well, this is also what's great about the NHL, Matias, and you know this, is, and I've talked about this a few weeks on Coast to Coast. When you look at the board right now for the Stanley Cup, you have 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 teams that are 15-1 or less to win the cup. I mean, 15-1 or less. And you have a lot bunched together. Florida 7-1, Carolina 7-1, Colorado 8-1, Dallas 8.5-1, Edmonton 9-1, Rangers 9-1. Like, that is, you love that because that the whole anyone can win it type of aspect. Like, I don't think that there's much separating, if anything at all, these 11 teams. Now, look, there's obviously a few things about each one that differ. You know, Edmonton obviously having McDavid and Colorado winning 2 years ago. And, you know, Vegas is the defending champs, but they don't look good. But all in all, if you took these 11 teams, you could make a pretty good case for any of them to win the cup. Will it be a little harder with teams like Vancouver and Winnipeg? Sure. But you could make a case. You know, and you just compare that to, you know, and it's tough to do, but with the NBA, you know, we just said how many teams 15-1, 11 teams 15-1 or less that could still win that the book says can win the title. In the NBA, there's only 5 teams 14-1 or less, and then the 6th team is 23-1. So it's just, and even in baseball, you go to World Series odds, same deal. How many teams? 7 teams 15-1 or less, and we obviously have a lifetime to go before we get to the end of that. But I don't hate it, Matias. I think absolutely could be there. Speaking of the NBA, we'll get there when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. A little cruel summer there from the Bengals. I forgot, Matias. I actually started
building another list of songs to send you in an email, and I got to work on it some more this weekend and get it to you. I had a couple. It's like whenever I hear something now, because I've you know, it's just like the thousands and thousands and thousands of songs that I have on my in my library. I'll hear something again and I'll go, oh man, I want to use that for the show.
And yeah, we gotta put in a new volume mix, you know.
And then I just add it to the email until I feel like I have enough, and then I send them all to you at once. So I have to send you the last one.
Well, I think the fans want a new record. Let's go.
21-5 run from South Carolina here to start the third quarter. They are, as we always like to say here, extend, extend, extend. They are now up 19 on NC State. Man, did this game flip from a one-point game to now a 19-point game. And South Carolina, well on their way here with about 12 minutes to go. To tip punching their ticket to Sunday, actually Sunday afternoon. I didn't realize. Why are they playing Sunday afternoon? Why would they not play this Sunday night at like 7 o'clock? I guess they feel Sunday afternoon's better. And they're putting it on big ABC, I guess, on Sunday afternoon. I would have thought they would have been better off with a Sunday night game, primetime, with really nothing else going on. But what do I know? It looks like South Carolina is well on their way to being there. All right, I didn't get to the NBA yet because there's a ton of NBA tonight going around. Some games, obviously, with more importance than others. There's a few games that are basically friends and family only, like Portland and Washington. What's the other real bad one tonight? Detroit and Memphis. I mean, these games are just the season can't end fast enough in these instances. Indiana's up 80-70 on OKC. That's in the third quarter, about 8 minutes to go. -9.5 for the Pacers right now, 241.5 the total. The Celtics are up 52-46 on the Kings in Boston. So the Celtics really have everything in the East. Not really, they do have everything in the East wrapped up. And they've started sitting guys. So Jaylen Brown's out tonight. Derek White's out tonight. Kings coming off that loss at the Garden last night to the Knicks. And they're down 4 hanging around. The Bucks were laying a heavy number against the Raptors tonight. No Giannis, I believe. I know he was doubtful. He didn't actually play, right? No Giannis tonight. Dame time, though, is back tonight for them. And the Bucks have been so awful lately. It stunned me that they were laying as much as they were tonight at home. I know the Raptors are pathetic, and they're missing a billion guys, and they're playing out the string. But it was like 15.5, 16.5. It's still there live right now, 15.5. I just don't see the Bucks covering those numbers. The Bulls are up 25-17 on the Knicks. That's late in the first quarter. I know there was a few guys on the fence for the Knicks tonight. Brunson is in there. I know that Brunson was kind of a question mark, but I don't see Hart. Did Hart not play for the Knicks tonight? No, Hart was also thrown on the injury report late. Hart is playing. So Hart and Brunson both played, and OG Anunoby playing. So the Knicks got Anunoby back as well tonight. That had to have flipped. Yeah, it flipped. That closed Knicks 1.5. Me and Pharrell did that this afternoon. It was Bulls 1.5. So it closed once all those guys were in. You can get the Knicks right now. Getting 4.5. That ain't bad. Knicks 4.5 with a ton of time left in that game. They are down 11, though, now. 28-17. The Heat and the Rockets are tied at 21 with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter in Houston. Of course, the Rockets got completely punked by the Warriors last night. And Ime Udoka kind of laid it out, laid them out after the game.
You know, Carver, I like the Rockets right here in this spot because of that reason exactly. I think they respond today. They're tied at 21 right now, but, you know, after what Udoka said about them being soft and everything, and them losing to the Warriors on a big game because they're fighting for that playing spot right now, you know, you got to think that they respond tonight, right?
You'd like to think so. Matt Olson, homer for the Braves, which is That is very good news, because I have him in a home run parlay tonight, Matias. So that's very good news.
Well, knock one off the board, buddy. Let's go.
Knock one off the board. In fact, this is every like night, Matias. I'll put this week at least, this week and early next week. I play like a $5, like two homers, and then one of my master's picks. So, and not that Scheffler's a master pick, but you can't play Scottie Scheffler at plus 430. Next week at the Masters. But I could play Scottie Scheffler if you wanted me to give him parlayed with a couple of home runs. So that's what we're trying to get across tonight. I have it with Evan Carter on the Rangers. So we could turn Scottie Scheffler. If Evan Carter can hit one more homer, I'll have myself a Scottie Scheffler $5 to win like $875 for the Masters next week. So you build a couple of those, Matias, and then suddenly, you got some good stake in Scottie Scheffler at Augusta. So I try to get a few of those. You know I'm nuts with those, trying to get some golf parlays together.
Let's go. Scottie Scheffler, baby, let's go.
Let's get Evan. If Evan Carter hits a homer tonight, I'll be rooting hard for Scottie Scheffler next week. That's for sure. He'll be one of the guys that will be very, very much into, because I'll probably end up doing another one as well. Because like we say every night here with me and Joe, it's just greed. It's just greed. If I get this one through, I'll think to myself, hey, let's try to get another one so we can get it up to like, 1,500, 2,000. If Scheffler wins, we want to try to get that much in there. I have bet a few guys for the Masters already. Maybe I'll get into that in the second hour with some of the numbers that are out there. But I completely ran over your point, Matias, with the Rockets. I agree with you. And did Hero play tonight? I know that was also on the table for the Heat. He made the trip with them. I don't think he played, though. Hey, Hero.
He is playing. He has 2 minutes tonight already.
Okay, so he's just in for a couple minutes. He's just getting his feet wet, right, out on that road trip. So there you go. You have Ananobi back for the Knicks tonight. You have Hero back for the Heat. Luka's out for the Mavs tonight. That one I did see. The Mavs and the Warriors, that game starts in about 10 minutes from now in Dallas. That's now flipped to Warriors minus one and at 224. And then you have two late-night games, T-Wolves and Suns in Phoenix, minus 4.5 for the Suns, 216.5 the total. And the Jazz are in Los Angeles against your Clippers, minus 12.5 for the Clips, 223.5. Did you see what happened with that parlay last night, Matias?
Did I see what happened with what?
The parlay that me and Joe put together. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, I didn't. What happened?
So let me ask you a question about that parlay. Do you remember who picked the Joker over 9.5 assists? Do you remember that last night?
Pretty sure that was Joe, no?
No, that was me. I picked the Joker over 9.5 assists.
And what happened?
That was a winner. Second leg was Harden over 16.5 points. I picked that. That was a winner. Now, to be fair with that one, that was the one where we were trying to agree on, and he said Kawhi, and I said Harden. It wouldn't have mattered. They both went over. But Joe's leg lost. He put in Michael Porter Jr. for 4 threes. He only had two. So Joe lost us the parlay last night. So we'll make sure we note that
decision right there.
When we get back next week, when Joe's back, we have to note him that his Michael Porter Jr. threes cost us a ticket. Since he likes to let everybody around here know when we lose, we're going to let him know.
Speak of the devil. He just texted me. He said, going to miss you tonight. See you next week. Wish you the best. Need Bukers 5 threes tonight. So that's Joe's play.
Bukers over 5 threes. He's on Paige Becker. Yeah, he's on Paige Becker's with the 5 threes. I want you to text him back, Matias, right now.
I can't believe he just wrote me.
He's not going to know we're talking about this. I want you to text him back. What happened with Porter Jr. last night? What happened with Porter Jr. last night?
Gutless.
You should say, I tailed that parlay you guys did on air, and Porter Jr. was the only one that lost. That's what you should have said. Make sure you give him the business.
This is payback for Duplessis.
He's let you know about 1,000 times about that Nicky Dunlap parlay that didn't come through from the UFC. So you let him know that you tailed our SGP last night, and that his pick of Michael Porter Jr. for 4 threes is what cost it. was what left it on the side of the road.
The deed is done. The message is sent.
Nice.
Let's go.
Hey, you want to lay it with? I want to lay it with the Clippers tonight, 12.5 too, against the Jazz. Send it in. Clip show.
It's a Let's big go. Game for them, considering that some say they played their best game of the season against the Nuggets without Kawhi Leonard. But, you know, this Clipper team, you never know what you're going to get.
You're right about that. You never know what you're going to get. No Kawhi again tonight either. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 on a Friday night. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment, and he'll be back with us next week. Actually, no show Monday night either, because it's the final bracket central, of course, the national championship game on Monday night. So that'll be cooking on the grid everywhere, which is great. I believe that's going to be Coach Ben Stevens and KW. Of course, bracket central will be rolling on the grid on Saturday night for both games. I think Coach and Ben are the first game, and then KW and our own go for the two. Joe Lisi in the nightcap for UConn and Alabama, which we'll get into a little bit in the second hour here, that's for sure. Knicks are now Knicks are down 29-17, and I saw Josh Hart just got ejected. They're down 10 now. I didn't see the play. I just see everybody crying about it so far. So you have that going on. Celtics are up 4 at the half on the Kings. Pacers are now only up 5 on OKC. The Magic are losing to the Hornets tonight in Charlotte. At least they're down 12 right now with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Magic, of course, should not be losing games like that, especially since they're trying to get home court in that four seed in the Eastern Conference. That would be just an awful loss for them in that endeavor. Meanwhile, we've kind of lost a little track of this women's game because it's gotten way out of hand. South Carolina is now up 22 on North Carolina State. So they have absolutely blitzed them here in the second half. This was a one-point game at halftime. It is now a 22-point game. And good night, the lights, for the Wolfpack of NC State. 22.5 is the live number. 135.5 is the live total. So I guess that total still is actually up in the air in terms of the final 6 minutes and 50 seconds here that we have of this one. Of course, Iowa and UConn will follow, which is the main event of the night there in Cleveland for the women's Final Four. Still Hawkeyes -3.5 and 162.5 is the total. I have they gave you out a boost on FanDuel tonight for a token to use in that game, in either game. But, like, I would love to use it on the player props, but I don't have it in New York, which is extremely unfortunate. Maybe specials. Is there anything that, yeah, those specials have all the player props in it. Like, I would use that token on some of these. Clark and Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers to combine for 70 points. Whew. Plus 470. Wow. What else? And I like the one. What's Clark for 35? -114. I kind of like Paige Beckers for 30. At what, plus 158. Isn't that what is Joe playing? The threes, Matias? Is that what he was screaming about this week?
Yeah, he has Beckers over 5 threes.
At plus 630. See, I'd even give that a ride, but it's, unfortunately, I don't have the access to the player props in New York, so that's extremely unfortunate for me. In the baseball right now, they go to the seventh. The Mets and the Reds are still tied at 1. 2 on and 1 out for the Mets and Lindor up. And Lindor is one of these guys. You talk about not being built for New York. He's doing his typical, yeah, I'm not going to do much in April and May, and then when the Mets are out of it in June or July, I'll start to pad the stats a little bit and make it look like I had a good year. That's what Francisco Lindor does. And he's at that again, and I saw that they hit him lead off to try to jumpstart him tonight. So as I talk all this smack about him, I'm sure he'll probably get a hit. And he walked, and now the bases are loaded with one out for Alonso. Let's see if he can get something going. 5-0 Rangers. Evan Carter at the plate. Tell me that was a homer, Matias. Tell me that Evan Carter was a home run. That would be the greatest news ever. No, I think it was Adolis Garcia. Ah, Matias. We just they scared me. They showed Evan Carter as the hitter on FanDuel with it blocked and 5-0 up, and I'm thinking it was him, but it was Adolis Garcia who hit a 3-run homer off of Hunter Brown. So Carter's up now. And again, that's another one of those spots, Matias. When I do those home run parlays, I usually just stick to, you know, I play the hits. I usually don't go down the board. Like, I'm playing the the favorites, the Matt Olsons, the Garcias, the Yordan Alvarez's, the Judges, the Otanis. Like, that's, I'm sticking the Alonzos. I'm sticking with the thumpers. But because of greed, Matias, I went down the list in the Ranger-Astro game to Evan Carter, who ropes a double into the left field corner. That's not a home run, though. We need more than that. It's not a homer.
Hey, you know what, though? He's feeling good at the plate. That's what that means. He's feeling good at the plate.
Yeah, hopefully he feels good at some point to put one over the wall. That would be what we really would like to see him do. And the Brewers lead the Mariners 2-0 as they got a Willy Adames homer in the second and then an RBI double from Ortiz, from Joey Ortiz. So 2-0 they lead as they have gotten to what's eating Gilbert Grape early here. 1-1 White Sox and the Royals. And the Diamondbacks now lead the Braves 5-2. So the Diamondbacks have been hitting Spencer Strider. In fact, Strider, 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs. Only 4 strikeouts. So he has gotten knocked around by the Diamondbacks tonight, and that was a juicy price for Arizona. Phillies are now up 4-0 on the Nats. A 2-run single, or a 1-run single, excuse me, for Bryce Harper in the 7th, as they just added on, extend. There. The Mets have now taken a 2-1 lead, so it looks like Alonso was able to get that run home on a fielder's choice, on a throwing error. So the Reds, I guess, had a double play ball, and a guy threw it in the right and threw it away. How about that? Alonso hits into a double play. Mets get a little break, and now they lead the Reds 2-1. So that's what's happening. And there's only one other game yet to start, which is Boston and Anaheim. Cutter Crawford and Greg Canning. We got to play a tater in that game. Now I'm just going to keep firing it in. I liked it better this week, earlier this week, Batista, when there was like 3 or 4 late night games. Only one late night game tonight? Let's see what we have here. Nobody's got really any history against either starter. Trevor Story's 2-for-3 off of Canning. No homers. Man, we got no good history here. Let's play Devers and Trout. Let's keep it simple. Trout's been hot. We'll go Devers and Trout tonight for a homer in that game. Now a 21-point lead for South Carolina as they're starting to celebrate in Cleveland. They will get to play on Sunday afternoon for the national championship. They'll go 37-0 here and look for a perfect 38-0 season against the winner of the Iowa-UConn game coming up next. I also have to get in now quickly the golf, because I really can't do that in the second hour. Although I am going to look at a couple things for the Masters in the second hour, because let's be real, it's time. It's time to head down Magnolia Lane and get ready for the Masters next week. But first of all, Valero Texas Open. Akshay Bhatia, who of course we hit with the first round leader yesterday, he is going to take a 5-shot lead into the third round and into the weekend. So he finishes, he only shot 2-under today. In fact, he got off to a very slow start, and then he rallied to shoot 2-under. But he has a 5-shot lead over Brendan Todd, Russell Henley, Dangerous Denny McCarthy. Rory is at 5-under. He's 6 back. Tommy Fleetwood's at 4-under. Webb Simpson. Didn't Joe pick Webb Simpson this week, Matias? I heard him talking about Webb Simpson. I believe he was on Webb Simpson.
I think he did.
I'm pretty sure. But he picked him for first round leader. See, that's a, you know, and I saw somebody today say, I shouldn't bully Joe about this, but he picked, he didn't pick Webb to win the tournament. He picked him for first round leader. So, Adam Shank at 4-under, Peter Quest at 4-under. Matty Schmidt, Jordan Spieth had a wild day. He's at 3-under. So Bhatti has got some sizable breathing room here. He's got a 5-shot lead going into the weekend, and he's 36 holes away from a ticket to Augusta at 22 years old. That would be a hell of a story. He would get a lot of gas next week too, if he gets into that, if he gets into that tournament, because this kid is a phenom. When it comes to golf, Akshay Bhatia is 22 years old. He won the Barracuda last year. He played great on the he hasn't been on the tour a year. On the PGA Tour. So, and he's, look, he's got a lot of top 20s. He's been in the mix. He's made a lot of cuts. That would be a hell of a story if the 22-year-old kid could win this Valero Texas Open and get himself to Augusta next week. Now, we wouldn't bet on him to win at Augusta because a debutante, as they love to call it, hasn't won at Augusta since, I think, the late 70s. Late 70s, early 80s. I was reading about it this morning. But I intake so much information throughout the day, Matthias, that sometimes I lose a little bit of it. But I know
there's so many games, there's so many things going on right now. My goodness, I'm stuck looking at this Capitals Hurricanes game, and I think now is the time to play it. The system, we have to go with it right now. Plus 180 for the Hurricanes to win this game and come back. They're down one, and they've outshot their opponent 31-10. 31-10, you know that they're coming in hot.
You're right, Matthias. That is a play on spot for the Hurricanes. You have the pregame favorite down a goal going to the third, and they're dominating the stat sheet. The dam will break, as they say.
It's a nice roll of the dice, man.
You want to put it with the, I'll put it with the golf. Why not? Let's put it with the golf. Let's put it with the golf. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I got plus 168 for Carolina, but. You got a little bit of a better number than me. Another South Carolina player went to the tunnel. They got to relax here. This game's over with, South Carolina. They shouldn't have anybody who matters in this game anymore. Nobody that matters should be playing for South Carolina because they're 2.5 minutes away from getting to the championship. All right, Matthias, we're going in. We'll go in on Carolina, but we got to find something juicy to put it with. We can't just play it straight. You know that. We got to have some kind of gas to it for the golf.
Let's keep it simple. The Red Sox.
You know what? That's not bad, Matthias. You know what? You're a much better voice of reason than Joe usually is with me. Joe would you know? We'll take some 30-1 play at the Masters and put it with that. Now you're right. Let's keep it smart. Let's put it with the Red Sox. Hurricanes plus $1.70. And the Sox. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on a Friday night. The final in Cleveland, 78-59. South Carolina beats NC State. So they get the cover, and I believe I'd have to check that total. It was right there, right? 70-80. 130. I think it got over it, right? Wasn't it in the low 130s, that total? I'm going to see. I got it here, Matthias. I got the total. No, it didn't get there. 139.5.
Yeah, I was about to get there.
It didn't make it. It didn't make it. As you could tell, I wasn't in on the total. All right, Matthias, what I am in on is this Carolina Hurricanes live, which I got for plus 168. And I know we said Boston going to the break. And then as I sat here about to do that, Matthias, of course I had to call an audible.
Because I can't root for Boston. You know, I'm not going to do that. So I
You're right. I called an audible, too. I'd rather go with Vegas against Arizona, against the Coyotes, man. I think it's the Golden Knights against the Coyotes. It's a better play.
So you stayed on the ice. I still went to the baseball game. I put the Carolina money line with Mike Trout over 1.5 total bases. So... There you go.
I like that too. I like that. You know what? Yeah, let's stick with the heavy hitters. Let's go.
Let's go. As we wait for Evan Carter to homer tonight for the Rangers, should have just put Garcia in. I'm so greedy. If I would have put Garcia in, I'd have the Scheffler ticket, and it would be to win like 500 instead of 850. But I would still have it. Greed, Matthias, guides us here on Carver and Lisi all the time. We have another hour to go. We're back on the grid after this.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.